Part A, Your Call to Teach, The Importance of Gospel Teaching in God's Plan. As teachers, you stand upon the highest peak in education. For what teaching can compare in priceless value and in far-reaching effect with that which deals with man as he was in the eternity of yesterday, as he is in the mortality of today, and as he will be in the forever of tomorrow? Not only time, but eternity is your field. President J. Reuben Clark, Jr. Lesson 1. No Greater Call. Speaking in General Conference, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland said, "We are so grateful to all who teach. We love you and appreciate you more than we can say. We have great confidence in you." He continued, "To teach effectively and to feel you are succeeding is demanding work indeed, but it is worth it. We can receive no greater call. For each of us to come unto Christ, to keep his commandments, and follow his example back to the Father, is surely the highest and holiest purpose of human existence. To help others do that as well, to teach, persuade, and prayerfully lead them to walk that path of redemption also, surely that must be the second most significant task in our lives." Perhaps that is why President David O. McKay once said, "No greater responsibility can rest upon any man or woman than to be a teacher of God's children." In Conference Report, April 1998, pages 30 and 31, or Ensign, May 1998, page 25. The role of teaching in Heavenly Father's plan. To be able to fully exercise our agency in righteousness, we must learn of the Savior and the doctrines of his gospel. Because of this, gospel teaching has always played an essential role in Heavenly Father's plan for his children. In the premortal spirit world, we received our first lessons and were prepared to come forth in the due time of the Lord to labor in his vineyard for the salvation of the souls of men. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 56. After Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden, the Lord sent angels to teach them the plan of redemption. Alma chapter 12, verses 27 through 32. He later commanded Adam and Eve to teach these things freely to their children. Moses chapter 6, verses 57 through 59. In every dispensation of the gospel, the Lord has directed the teaching of the plan of redemption. He has sent angels. Mosiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Moroni chapter 7, verses 29 through 32. Also see Joseph Smith History chapter 1, verses 30 through 47. Called prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Provided the scriptures. Doctrine and Covenants section 33, verse 16. And help people know the truth by the power of the Holy Ghost. 1 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 19. Moroni, chapter 10, verse 5. He has commanded his followers to teach the gospel to their family members. Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. Mosiah, chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 25 through 28. To other members of the church, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 77, 78, and verse 122. And to those who have not yet received the fullness of the gospel, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 81. Of the importance of gospel teaching in the church, Elder Gordon B. Hinckley said, "Fundamental to the very program of the church is the teaching of the gospel to the membership of the church. In fulfillment of the obligation which was laid upon the church in its inception, there has developed within the church a system of great teaching organizations, the priesthood quorums, both Melchizedek and Aaronic, the far-flung church school system, and the auxiliaries, all of which play so important a part in the education of our people. In Conference Report, October 1962, pages 72 and 73. Every member a teacher. When the resurrected Savior taught the Nephites, he said, "Hold up your light, that it may shine unto the world. Behold, I am the light which ye shall hold up, that which ye have seen me do." 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verse 24. In this instruction, the Lord made no distinction among those who heard his voice. All were commanded to teach. The same is true today. The responsibility to teach the gospel is not limited to those who have formal callings as teachers. As a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you have the responsibility to teach the gospel. As a parent, son, daughter, husband, wife, brother, sister, church leader, classroom teacher, home teacher, visiting teacher, co-worker, neighbor, or friend, you have opportunities to teach. Sometimes you can teach openly and directly by the things you say and the testimony you bear. And you always teach by example. The Lord said, "This is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man." Moses chapter 1, verse 39. As you think of the role of gospel teaching in the salvation and exaltation of God's children, can you imagine a duty more noble or sacred? It calls for your diligent efforts to increase your understanding and improve your skills, knowing that the Lord will magnify you as you teach in the way He has commanded. It is a labor of love, an opportunity to help others exercise their agency righteously, come unto Christ, and receive the blessings of eternal life. End of Lesson 1. No Greater Call.